Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Well, when we launched the Chicago Sports Network this past Tuesday, there was a consistent theme through our first broadcast. Chicago comes first. And with that in mind, you're going to see something a little different tonight on our Score Bug. Even though the Blackhawks are the home team, we're listing the Hawks and all the teams featured on the Chicago Sports Network first. Panger, it's in our DNA. Chicago first.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. I think the graphics look outstanding.
Terrific.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Sufjan Stevens has to be associated with the launch of this thing. It's a little bumpy right here at the start. Lawrence Holmes?
Yeah, I can't get along with the Score Bug being kind of a declaration of what the network is.
The Score Bug...
I also don't like where it's placed.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the Score Bug, if anybody who hasn't seen it, and it was
and on judging by your reactions, you haven't.
Oh. But like on the Bulls game last night, that Score Bug, it starts on the top left. It goes what seems to be, I don't know, 8, 9, 10% across the screen towards the middle, and then goes down in that left corner. I don't know, 22% of the way. Like it's not quite a quarter, but it looks like a banner that's hanging from the
rafters.
It's
like something that you have to click and it'll go away.
It looks big enough to have other news stories there that you could watch at the same time as you're watching the game. And that's not what you want in a Score Bug. You want it to be helpful but unobtrusive. This is obtrusive.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. And I there's a part of me that respects them trying to do something that's a little bit out of the box. But I also just kind of find it like it feels like, you know, a little self-congratulatory. Like, well, Chicago comes first and that's our thing. So we're going to do that in the Score Bug, but I don't know if that serves your viewer the way that you think it does.
That detail about Chicago coming first, Chicago's on the top of the Score Bug because Chicago comes first.
Yeah.
And so that's fine when you're playing at Cleveland in a preseason basketball game, but you're telling me when they're home, they're still going to be first on the top?
That's something that I just can't get down with. It seems a little bit weird that they're doing it. And so the funny thing is, my feeling on the issue with antenna, I'm actually pro antenna. I think it's interesting that they have an over-the-air product.
Yeah, no, that whole chapter is fascinating, and you're very well-versed in media relations. I still can't get past the Score Bug, Lawrence. Or maybe it's blindingly stupid.
Yeah, but the Score Bug isn't their biggest issue. The biggest issue is
can't see the bad Score Bug.
People not being able to see it, and then maybe not doing as much outreach as you thought you needed to do when it comes to explaining how people could see it. Jay Zawoski was on the station yesterday, and we talked with him about this. Because obviously he is Mr. Hockey here in Chicago, and he's been dealing with this on the front lines. Here's what he said about this.
Well, because our call letters are CHGO, we're getting a lot of people who think we're the ones who are denying their access to the game, which has been super fun. So anytime we tweet from CHGO Blackhawks, people are like, I wish I could watch the game, you jerks. Like, we are not CHSN. We have been in business for 3 years. They are just starting. It's not us. But no, people are pissed. And look, I get it. I had to go out and buy a $40 antenna so we can watch games at the CHGO studios. I had to get one for my dad so he can watch games. The target is the 11th. That's the first Hawks regular season game that CHSN will be carrying. So if they don't get a deal done with Xfinity by then, they're going to be have some very, very, very upset people, and rightfully so.
No deal with Xfinity.
Xfinity is 50% of the Chicagoland market. Just so that you understand what we're talking about.
That's why I couldn't watch it last night.
A lot of people can't.
That's me.
Or a lot of people haven't figured out how to do it yet. So it's problematic. So CHSN has been putting out some really incredible, like, welcome videos on their social media channels. And all you have to do is go look. Go look in the comment section. I think the first nice thing, Tanny and I were looking through one of the posts today. The first nice thing that was said was by Paul Pabst. And that was like 12 comments later where he was like, man, this video is really cool and very well edited. And he was right about that. But this is a growing problem. And to reiterate something you and I talked about, you know, last week on this, you have to look at this with the context of NBC has kind of gotten out, Comcast, Xfinity, has kind of gotten out of the regional sports network business. Hence why NBC Sports Chicago no longer exists.
Uh-huh.
So the idea that they would cut CHSN a sweetheart deal on their provider, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying because they've backed out of their own RSN business. But in the end, they will want the viewers if the viewers are there. The tricky part is deadlines are supposed to make deals, and the season has begun. So Jay quotes us a different deadline, which is the first home game for the Blackhawks, and that's the first but you've got other regular season games. Last night's Blackhawks game was on ESPN.
Yeah, that's what Jay's saying, that it won't really hit people until the broadcast on the 11th.
Yeah. So that's coming up. So that's your deadline theoretically, what he's quoting there, but do the Blackhawks have a big enough viewership that it makes the deadline? Maybe the first Bulls regular season broadcast game.
Not this team.
This team has a 27.5 over under for win totals. There might not be a property that CHSN owns that's appetizing enough to force Xfinity to come down to where they want to come down.
Which to part of the reason why Comcast is getting out of the regional sports network game.
That's why everybody's getting out of the regional sports network
game. This is a problem all over sports. I hope that they come up with a direct-to-consumer. I hope they figure that out because I think that's the easiest fix for this, and I think it could end up making them a lot of money. Get your antennas. Try it and see how you like it. But there have been people who have complained about that too, and I feel bad because people want to watch their team, and I hope that they get their opportunity to do so.
I'm going to have to buy an antenna.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm in the knowledge acquisition business.
I got one.
I need to see games.
I'm excited about all of that. Being able, and their coverage, from what I've seen, has been pretty good overall with everything that they're trying over there, which is a good thing. But people need to be able to see it. We need to take a break. Mark Grody's going to join us with a Bears hit. Two words next here on The Score.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.